You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. The number of students at a New Jersey elementary school getting sick keeps going up. At first, parents and officials think there's a stomach bug, but then Giovanni Pellizzari, the school janitor, posts videos of himself contaminating cafeteria items with saliva, urine, and feces, posting them to social media.
Nancy, police caught wind after a Telegram user took screenshots of the footage and called the cops. In the footage, Pellizzari can be seen masturbating and urinating on cafeteria bowls, as well as rubbing his genitals on cafeteria utensils. There is also a video of the janitor putting bleach in a container of cucumbers meant for the students.
Pellizzari, 25, facing multiple charges, including endangering the welfare of children. Here is a home listing guaranteed to sell. 6 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, a great location, and an on-site meth lab. The California home with almost 3,000 square feet available for a 7-figure price tag. Prospective buyers would have to pay for the meth lab to be destroyed, but if you don't mind that, you also get an attached garage, outdoor pool, and the 6,000 square foot lot on which the house sits. But no, you can't live there until the Santa Clara County Health Department clears it. There's just no place like home. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Delaware jury has found a suspected serial killer guilty of murder and other offenses. The man believed to have taken the lives of 6 people in both Delaware and Pennsylvania in 2021. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Keith Gibson of Philadelphia was found guilty of murder and robbery in the deaths of 28-year-old Ellesmere cell phone store worker Leslie Ruiz Basilo and 42-year-old Wilmington drug dealer Ronald White. This after the jury deliberated for almost 6 hours over the course of 2 days. In addition, 41-year-old Gibson was found guilty of assault, conspiracy, armed drugstore robbery, attempted murder, and robbery in the shooting death of Wilmington store clerk Bilal Al-Mansouri. Meanwhile, Gibson faces murder charges from the Philadelphia District Attorney for the deaths of his mother and the manager of a donut shop in Philadelphia, as well as 2 men who were found dead after being shot in the head at a store in the Philadelphia neighborhood of Germantown. Following Gibson's prosecution in Delaware, the authorities have stated that they will pursue those charges. The robbery and shootings of Ruiz Basilo and Al-Mansouri were captured on surveillance video, which Delaware's prosecutors relied upon heavily. Additionally, they maintain that ballistics evidence connected the killings of Wright and Ruiz Basilo to a pistol that was found after Gibson was taken into custody.
Gibson is expected to serve a mandatory life sentence in prison for the murder convictions. A sentencing date was not immediately set by the judge. 1 week after her dentist's son was found guilty of first-degree murder, the matriarch of a wealthy South Florida family has been apprehended at Miami International Airport on suspicion of planning her ex-son-in-law's hitman murder. According to authorities, 73-year-old Donna Adelson was detained after she and her husband booked one-way flights to Vietnam and Dubai, nations with which the U.S. does not have extradition treaties. She's accused of planning the 2014 shooting death of Daniel Markell, a law professor at Florida State University who was shot in the head inside his Tallahassee garage. This week, the Mississippi Supreme Court has heard arguments in support of an appeal filed by a man found guilty of the 2017 killings of 8 people, including a sheriff's officer and relatives of his estranged wife. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
According to our friends at WAPT-TV, Willie Corey Godbolt's defense team claimed that the evidence of their client's past violent acts against his wife Sheena May, submitted by the prosecution, was biased. The news station is also reporting that Greg Spohr, an attorney with the state defender's office, further contended that despite the accusations being brought in 3 different locations, the trial judge refused to allow them to be divided into separate trials. Trying 12 counts in a single trial, according to Spohr, was biased. In February 2020, a Pike County jury convicted Godbolt on 4 charges of murder, each carrying a life sentence, and 4 counts of capital murder, which is a homicide committed in conjunction with another felony, each of those convictions carrying a death sentence.
Godbolt is being detained at the Mississippi State Penitentiary on death row. He did not attend this week's hearing.
Thanks, John. Kelly Marie Vasquez tells her grandma she'll be out for the day, but back that afternoon. But she never comes home. The last contact with Kelly Marie is text with a friend. At first, she texts she's going to Walmart, and the Hard Rock Casino in Tampa. Then the text takes a serious note. They're taking me out to the middle of nowhere and I feel uncomfortable. According to Kelly's mom, her two cell phones were found. Both had been wiped. That was May 2021. If you have info on Kelly Marie Vasquez, please call Hillsborough Sheriff's 813-247-8000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.